Y'all may be seated. Amen. What a blessing to be here, be gathered here because of our great God this morning. Thankful for His Word this morning. You can turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll read the first seven verses of that chapter here in the beginning. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1 here. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I was reading through this passage several months ago, and verse 1 has stood out to me in the past, and once again, I began to meditate on it, and we'd like to talk about that verse a bit and a few other verses in the Bible. So verse 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. I believe that word vocation has the idea of a calling. We could also read it, I beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called. And so we'd like to talk this morning a bit about this calling, and we're actually not going to spend much time here in Ephesians. But as we think of walking worthy, that word worthy means appropriately, as becometh after a godly sort. And as we consider how to do that, we must first understand what we're called to. And so this morning we're just going to look at five things that we are called to as servants of Christ. And these are not the five most important things. These are not the five only things. They're five things that I thought of as I pondered what we're called to. And as we look at these five things, keep this question in the back of your mind. Am I walking worthy of the calling that I'm called to? For the first one, you can turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I'll just say here at the beginning that we're going to be pulling verses out of Scripture. We are not necessarily going to be looking at the context that they're in. And I apologize if that's going to bother you. But I believe we can learn some things from the Word of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. What are we called to? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. What are we called to? Number one, we're called according to His purpose. God didn't call us, He didn't place us on this earth to fulfill our purpose. How many times do we get up in the morning and meditate on what God's purpose might be for us today? Is our mind consumed with what we would like to do today? Or is God's purpose at the forefront? As we grow and as we study God's Word, hopefully our purpose and God's purpose will become the same purpose. And that's what our desire is. And yet many times I have to admit that there's my purpose and then there's God's purpose. Am I walking worthy of the calling wherewith I'm called? Am I walking worthy of the calling? We're called according to God's purpose. You can turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. We're going to read part of the chapter. We'll break in here in verse 5 and read down through verse 14. Paul here is telling the Philippians that if anybody would have something to glory of in the flesh, he would be that person. And so we're breaking in here where he's giving his credentials here. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We'll come back to this passage later, but right now I'd just like to focus on verse 14. Here Paul, he laid out his credentials, things that he could glory in, if you will, things that he had done or attained to. Verse 13 says that he's going to forget about those things. 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And as we think about being called according to God's purpose, that's what we'll have to do. Wherever there's been our purpose, our agenda, we have to forget those things. And we have to press towards the mark. And may our purpose become one purpose with God's purpose. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 says, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Are we walking worthy of the calling wherewith we've been called? May we pursue God's purpose in our lives. Point number two. You can turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Be reading verse 7. What are we called to? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 says, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. So we're meditating on what we've been called to as followers of Christ. And if we're walking worthy of that calling, we see in this verse that we've been called unto holiness. This word is also translated as sanctification. And it has the idea of being purified. And when I think of the word holiness, I think of something that's set apart. That's set apart been consecrated to God. You know, our son, he has just turned 2, and I think he feels like there's a lot of things that are no-nos in his life. And there's something that he's grappling with, and that is when we tell him that he's not allowed to play with this, his first question is that daddy's? Is it mama's? This must be the reason that I'm not allowed to play with this, because it's been set apart for someone else. And as he matures, he'll begin to understand that there are some things that may be his, but at certain times he's not allowed to play with them. But is this a picture of holiness to me? No, I'm not allowed to play with that. That's daddy's. That's mama's. May we take our lives and say, no, it's not for me to live. This is God's. It's been set apart for God. Called unto holiness, are we walking worthy of our calling? Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 39. As we consider holiness here, I'd like to meditate on something that out of Joseph's life. We know the story well. I'm just going to read 2 verses here. Genesis chapter 39. Maybe I'll read 3 verses. Verses 7, 8, and 9. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in his house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Like for you all to notice what he said here next. He said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? We've been called unto holiness, and may that be our response when we're faced with a temptation. How can I sin against God in this matter? Are we walking worthy of our calling? Called unto holiness. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. What have we been called to? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll be reading verse 9 here. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We've been called unto the fellowship of Jesus. What does that mean to you? Being called into the fellowship of Jesus. This fellowship is also translated as communicate and communion. To me, it communicates the idea of a closeness, of a walking together. We've been called unto the fellowship of Jesus. Am I walking worthy of fellowship with Christ? Or are there things in my life that bring a distance there? Or is there a closeness? Once again, I'm going to turn to Philippians chapter 3. You don't have to turn there if you don't want. And we're going to focus on a different verse here. We read it earlier, but as we think of being called unto the fellowship of Jesus, I thought of Paul here. In verse 10, this is a cry coming from Paul's heart. He says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Is that a cry that's coming from our heart? That I may know him. I want a closeness with Jesus. It's what we've been called to. Or are there other cries coming from our hearts? That I may be well thought of in church. That I may be successful in business. That I could have that house. I don't know what the cries are that want to come from your heart. But may we, with Paul, say that I may know Him. And notice, he wanted to partake in Christ's sufferings. Be made conformable unto His death. Do you have a desire to walk closely with Jesus? We've been called unto the fellowship of Jesus. How are we doing? Are we walking worthy of our calling? 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Fellowship with Jesus only comes as we align ourselves with the Word of God. You can turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're reading verse 9 there. What have we been called to? First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. What a blessing that we've been called out of that darkness into Christ's marvelous light. And yet how easy it is to try to keep something back here in the darkness. We like the forgiveness. We like the peace. And yet, is there something we'd rather not bring into the light? We've been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. I thought of Ananias and Sapphira. It says that they sold a piece of property. And then what does it say? It says, and they kept back part of the price. And as I pondered this thought of coming out of darkness and living in light, I thought about that phrase, and kept back part. How often does that happen in our lives? We've made a confession. Something's been bothering us. And kept back part. Has that happened to you? We've dedicated our life to Christ and kept back part. We've been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Nothing can be left behind. Those things that are kept in the darkness will either come to the light or they'll pull you back into that darkness. Are we walking worthy of the calling wherewith we've been called? Finally, let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. And we'll be reading verse 3 there. What have we been called to? 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We've been called to glory and virtue as followers of Christ. And I don't know what that means to you. That word glory seems to be a broad word. Words like dignity, honor, praise, worship, they're all found in that word glory. Virtue is moral excellence, also translated as praises in another place in the Bible. We've been called to glory and virtue. As we interact with society, is it clear that this calling is upon our life? That we've been called to glory and virtue, to excellence. I thought of two examples in the Bible. I thought of Joseph. We already looked at him. It says of him in Genesis chapter 39, verse 3, it says, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand." Can the people around you see that God is with you? I believe a life that is showing forth this glory and virtue, people will be able to look at it and see God is with that person. This glory is not glory for ourselves. This glory is glory to God. I also thought of Daniel. King Darius, I believe it was, had recently assigned some princes here, and Daniel ended up at the top of this pyramid, and that wasn't okay with some of the others that were underneath him. And so they went about to do something about it, and it says here in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error found or fault found in him. Then said these men, 'We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God.'" As I consider being called to glory and virtue, that challenges me. Nothing could these men find in the life of Daniel to bring up against him. And the thing they had to resort to was to come up with something against God's law. And that tells us a lot about Daniel there. There may have been a reason that the king put him up at the top. Are we walking worthy of our calling this morning? Five things we've been called to. We've been called according to God's purpose. We've been called unto holiness. We've been called unto the fellowship of Jesus. Called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Called to glory and virtue. And I believe that list could go on. There's many, many other things we've been called to as followers of Jesus. Those are just a few that have challenged me. Are we walking worthy of the calling wherewith we've been called? God bless you.